Good morning. On my way to the place. Having my morning apple. I always think about some things. Do I have any postal workers on here? Because I would love to talk about it. And definitely, excuse me, I guess any shop stewardess. Stop, excuse me, shop stewards on here. Because this is a conversation that needs to be had. If it is, please join in. Let's get a group chat going. Let's listen. Let's do something. Let's join in. Let's get a group chat. Call in. Listen. Refer me. Like something. I work in North Jersey, and most of the people I know pay union dues. But because of management and how they go about retaliating against you and mistreating you when you report improper conduct in the office, a lot of people are just paying union dues just to pay union dues. Like, no one's really getting that union representation. I think in my office, I was going to become a shop steward, but I didn't. I was a shop steward in my last office. So I was thinking about becoming a shop steward in this office. But this office is so small, and to be honest with you, I didn't want any conflict at work. It was a lot of conflict being the shop steward. And that's horrible. Because I'm told from peers that the union and management work together. And I have actually witnessed that on my own. I honestly think it's a new day, a new age, and we need to stand up, get a form of a strong union, and fight for our rights, especially if you're paying for them. Like, I could understand if I'm not paying for them, you don't have to come out and defend me or speak up for me or sit in the meeting, like represent me or anything like that. But if I'm paying for the service, so you're going to take my money and then basically just strong-arming me because you're taking my money, but you're not giving me anything in return. This is definitely a conversation that needs to be had. I would absolutely love to talk to more postal workers, well, clerks anyway, because I'm a clerk and my union is different from a carrier's union. Carriers sometimes they have representation where it is that they would fight for them. They fight for them more. I don't get that with us. Like, I've been here already in this position, and I didn't want any conflict of interest. I noticed that the one clerk here is a regular, and he tells me, like, he was asking, like, won't you become a shop steward, da, da, da. But then every conversation that I have with him, he runs back and tells the postmaster. It's like, how do you want somebody to stand and defend you if you're running back reporting everything to the postmaster in the blink of an eye. Like, I don't get it. And it could be about anything. It could be about, because I spoke to him because our schedules weren't being posted up in the office. I was like, well, why aren't the, first we were given individual schedules. Postmaster was handing her schedule and handing me my schedule. Basically not letting us see each other's schedule. Which didn't make sense. It just wasn't beneficial for us. Like, it's because now if I don't see her schedule, she doesn't see my schedule. Your schedule is supposed to come in at 10 o'clock. We're not going to tell you. We're going to show up at 10 o'clock. But then you need the coverage in the office at 6 a.m. But it also was a factor of so that we wouldn't compare or talk about things that we felt that we had in common that were against us in the post office or in the office. Because that's what you do with people. You keep them divided. When you want to control, you have to keep them divided. And that happened for a while, but then the other clerk and I, we began to build the friendship, and we were cool. We're cool. And we talk about a lot of stuff. This is the other clerk. Because there's three clerks in my office. And the guy, two women, which is myself and another woman, and one guy. The guy, he's like a yes guy. Like, he says yes to everybody, except for coworkers. I mean, sometimes us, too. He says he don't know to us most of the time. Make it seem like he doesn't know what's going on. But for the customers, he does a lot of things that he's not supposed to do. And he's been, granted, he's been there for years now. But it makes it harder for myself and the other clerk coming in to this office because we've been there for a few years, but not, he's been there for years, like, I believe over 10 years, maybe 13. So, it makes it harder for us because we're still going by the book because we're new. And that's normally how you're taught. You're told to go in there and go by the book and do things this way. And he doesn't do it that way. So it kind of makes you look like it's like good cop, bad cop. And you're put in a position to tell these people no. And not so much of telling them no, but just if they're mailing a huge box. Let's say they're mailing a huge box. It's going to cost $50-something to mail to California because of the size of the box. The dimensions is over, let's say, 22 inches in the length. And let's say it's over the dimensions. Because they actually put a length, the dimension on the box after a certain weight. I believe that is what it is, that's a certain weight. But he goes in and he'll plug in 11 because he knows that's the standard size that you don't get charged for having a large box. So a customer told me, well, he told me he could tip it for $20. I'm like, well, that's impossible. Because when I put in the size of your box, it goes up to this price. And I don't do anything on my end other than just plug in what the system asks me. So if the next person, all you really do is look at the screen. It says, you plug in a zip code, and then it gives you options. How are you mailing it? You understand if it's a box, it can't go as a letter. It has to go as a parcel. So you hit parcel. Then it gives you the options for parcel. Then you let the customer know how, like, the date and like the date that it can be shipped, how much it's going to cost, and they get to choose from the options that's available. Then they choose one option. Then they tell you, now you got to select the size for the box. Now you got to put in the sizes of the box, and you just plug in the size, and it tells you the price. And so now with him telling the customer that it's $20-something, and I'm telling the customer it's $50, now the customer's mad at me. Another situation, we have some stamps that can be separated, which means they're charged when you scan it, it's charged 50 cents each. It'll charge you individually, like it'll say 50 cents and it'll say you have a 20 pack. So you can just hit enter and purchase a whole 20 pack. In other cases, you scan a pack of a book of stamps or a slip of stamps and it will say just $10 because it can't be broken up. Some stamps can't be broken up. He goes to a book that is not supposed to be broken up and he takes out a stamp and sells it to the customer. And then he removes one of the stamps from a book when you scan it that says $10. So that means you can't break it up. And the customer must have demanded it. Because that's what they do with him. It's like, well, these are not individual. I want that one. Can I have that one? And he'll just be like, here, and give it to them. So now he did that, and then he took the stamps and moved them from his section and put them somewhere else. The only way that I knew he did it, myself and the other clerk, was because neither of us did it. And we talked a lot. Like, we talked. And her and I are new in the office, so we don't move like that. Like, you understand? Like, when you're new somewhere, of course, yeah, you may make mistakes. But when you're new, you also are kind of like trying to go by the book, trying to make sure you do things right, like tiptoeing around until you get a feel of things. And then you might slack a little bit. But I would never break up. Like, that's not my business. For me to do what I want to do with anything. I do what's said to be done, unless I'm going to buy it. So he tried to move it and put it into another section. We realized it, and I put it right back into the section, and I told him that I didn't know how it ended up over there because I didn't do it, and Evan didn't do it, and he never denied it. Well, I say that to say this. I would become a shop steward in this office. I just was. Like, I have a life. I have my own life. But it's hard. Like, getting up to go to work to fight, it's a little hard to do. But I also understand that. But I also understand that. I am, what I come from is like fighters. Like, we don't, not literally fighting, but we stand up for rights. We make sure people are treated fairly. We, like, those are the things, that's what we do. That's what my people was, it seems like that's what we were placed here to do, because we were put in a position to be below others, so that we had no other choice but to fight for rights. I want to know, I need more callers. I need more people that work for the post office. I would like you guys to call in to chat with me. Like, let's just figure this out. We need to have, I'm telling you, these discussions need to be had. We need a stronger union, people, stronger. When I was in Manasquan, which was the first office I worked in, I learned a lot about the union. It was a guy there who was a part of the union, and he loved being a part of the union. Strong believer, he was a good guy, stand-up guy. He worked hard. He had a family. He was a really cool guy. And he talked to me about the union. He's like, well, won't you get involved with the union? Da, da, da. Because he also wanted it to be stronger. He figured the more people we had, the stronger it could be. So he referred me to a meeting. I went to a meeting. I listened. I got involved. Soon I met more people in the union. I left there and I went to, today I think I'm going to find out more about the union. So, I'm going to say this. I left Manasquan and I went to what office did I go to? Wow. Oh, I went to Keyport. When I went to Keyport, I was then working in other offices like Manasquan.
Excuse me, sorry.
And other offices in that area, Manasquan, Atlantic Highlands, like all over that area I was working. And I knew my rights. And I'm going to start studying again because I knew my rights. I spoke up about them here. I kind of put my rights on the back burner only so that I don't cause any problems. I was planning on being here, like, just don't become a shop steward here. Just let it be smooth selling. Go on, look for another position to open up and just go on a time. Don't even be here, like, going through anything. And sometimes when you're a shop steward, you kind of come across as a troublemaker. And I'm not a troublemaker, but I cannot turn my head when I see something wrong. It's just hard. And when you have sometimes people in management that they don't intimidate you by being aggressive or mean to you. They try to manipulate you like they are such your great friends in your face. Like, hi, hi, how are you doing? Talking to you, da-da-da. But in the blink of an eye, they just become someone else, or it's just hard to tell. Like, but they really don't have your best interest at heart. It's no reason why someone should have to work for 6 hours and not have a break, not even have a chair in their section. And this is just because of preference. It's not like that. That just, it's not fair to these clerks. I'm now thinking about becoming a shop steward. It was weighing on me before, but now I'm like, maybe I should become a shop steward. But I know how much hell it can put you through. They will start sending you to all these other offices, giving you a hard time. You gotta have a tough skin to be a shop steward. Especially in my position. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to make it on my way home. I get off at 12. I'm going to make it my business to call the union and get some information. I want to find out where the meetings are being held so I can hopefully sit around and talk to some more shop stewardess. Shop steward, and just get up. I mean, it's better when you actually speak to a shop steward because you really feel the unity and you don't feel outnumbered. When you don't know any shop stewards, you kind of feel outnumbered. Everyone's in the post office. Everyone's for the post office. I'm for the post office. But being for the post office means being there. Or standing up for the people that work at the post office. And I don't think everyone gets that. When you say I'm for, like, I want the post office to win, I want everyone to win. It's just hard for me to see people treated badly. And you have people working 6 hours with no break and making them stand the whole 6 hours with no break. That is really it's mistreating people, and only because you're in a position of power. And I don't know, I don't want to, to jump the gun and make assumptions, but I'm feeling like I want things to change. And I was always taught, if you want something to change, can't wait for someone else to do it. You have to start. You have to get on your mic and you have to do it. So please, any like I said before, any shop stewards, any postal workers, clerks, call in. Talk to me. Give me a call. I ran a red light, but it was an accident. And I was like just there and it was too late to stop. So I just went. I really don't like doing that. Okay, well, call in, listen, refer me to someone who is a part of the union. Like, just, I just want to get involved. And I wanted to start with this podcast.